today, new relationships get started. However, while new relationships are starting, existing ones also break down. Unfortunately, many people get so badly hit by relationship breakup that they get distracted and shattered. That is why in this audio program, Handling Relationship Breakup, my goal is to share with you practical insights for coping with relationship breakup and reaching for the love ahead of you. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Brojit. First thing I want you to do concerning your relationship that just broke up is to face the reality that the relationship is broken. Now, I quite understand the fact that you loved Idris passionately. I mean, all your classmates, all your fellowship mates know that Ayo is your guy and you are going to get married immediately after graduation. What you are just waiting for is for him to get a job, then he can come to do the normal thing a man is supposed to do when he wants to marry a woman in Africa. Except that suddenly he sent you a text, he called you on phone, he invited you to an eatery, and you will sat down after drinking a bottle of Coke. He said, there's something I need to tell you. I don't want you to take it personal. You know, he started giving you all those kind of sermons. And where is the whole sermon getting to? To tell you that it's over between you. You must face that reality and not continue to think that it never happened. Now, I understand that why you want to think it never happened is because of the love you shared. Why you don't want to think it ever happened is because of how passionate you loved him. I understand the fact that, you fantasize about a future with him. I understand that he's fitting into the perfect man you want. I also quite understand that perhaps God even told you, this is my wife. You know what I mean by God told you? Like, you felt God told you, this is your husband. Now, you have to face the reality of the fact that this guy says it's over between you. I also know about the embarrassment that it can bring you. I mean, in your last birthday, he took a photograph with you, posted it on Facebook, wrote, this is my bone, or this is my rib that I've been looking for, and I found her. And even the guys that were interested in you, all of them steered clear because they felt that, this girl Funke is already taken, therefore why are we trying hard? Of course, I understand that some guys will even try even for married women, but if many guys are like Joseph Dimoke, once I notice that somebody's in love with another person, I don't bother. I repeat, once I feel that somebody's in love with another person, I don't bother. My reason is this: I hate half love. I want total, complete, and undivided love. Now, for some guys, they just feel like, this girl is taken, so we can't do anything. There's no point trying. And why would you even start dragging a girl when there are many other girls? So they steer clear of you, thinking that, you and Shola are going to get together over time. Now, what that does to you is this: it means that you will be embarrassed because they were asking you, sister, what's up now? After I will never hear from you. When are we coming for your wedding? When are we coming for your charge? Then you will be trying to explain to them. If they are your close friends, they say, no, we are broken up. Nothing is going on between us. And, things like that. That brings embarrassment. And sometimes you can feel humiliated because, 2 or 3 days after he broke up with you, you saw him with one kwengele girl. You understand what I mean by one kwengele girl? Now, don't take it personal. I'm not trying to abuse or insult any girl, but based on your own estimation, you feel like, what is special about this girl that this guy left me to follow? You know, you start asking yourself, like, is it that, what's wrong with me? You know, you turn back to check whether you start checking your body. Say, what is it that I'm deficient in that this guy chose to go with this girl? Now, that can be heartbreaking. That can be very annoying. That can be very humiliating. This is what you have to do about it. Go over that humiliation. Go over that embarrassment. Do your best to overcome that pain and realize that this guy says it's over between you. There's something I need you to know about the fact that he walked up to you or sent you a text message to tell you that it's over between you. He must have thought about it. On a general note, a guy wouldn't just wake up one morning and make a decision as big as saying it's over between him and a girl. He has invested his money. He has shown people that, this is my bae. You know, he comes on Facebook to write about you. This is my bae, wish my bae happy birthday, and puts you on his DP and stuff like that. And perhaps has even taken you to her family. It's not easy. It's not light. Nobody terminates such relationship in a haste. I want to believe he did not take 2 bottles of Origin before sending you the text message. He must have thought through it. He must have reasoned so many things about you. Thought about your origin, thought about your educational level, thought about your character, thought about everything. And based on what he thinks is okay, he felt, me and Funke can't work together. And therefore, he sent you the text message and terminated the relationship. Please, I want you to respect that his choice. It is his choice and he's entitled to it. It is his choice and he has a right to it. It is his choice and it is best for him. Now, there's something I want to tell you about me and relationship generally. I do not believe relationship should be between one person who is madly in love with the other and the other person that is begged to reciprocate the love. Let me tell you what I mean practically. I do not like to fall in love with a girl that does not love me madly. One of the first things I check is this. Am I sure that this girl likes me? I don't like to convince you to like me. I don't like to persuade you to like me. I just think the liking should ooze out of you naturally. It should not be something I coerced you, I bought you enough gifts, I disturbed you with enough call, or even told my friends to be talking to you before you accept. I hate that kind of thing. That's why for me, marriage proposal is not a begging affair. It's simply a declaration of interest, and the girl considers this and tells you yes or no. And when she says no, you should take that no as the answer and not pressure her to change his mind. Therefore, my sister, I tell you, don't wish. Don't even try trying to talk to him. What about the love we shared? Please don't do that. I'm begging you, don't do that. Allow the love you shared to be shared now. He takes his own part and take your own part and move on with your life. Face that reality of the fact that he has made up his mind. It is his choice and I think you have to respect it. I need you to also know this. Don't think something is wrong with you. It's not really about the fact that your boobs is not as big as the lady she's going after now. No. It's not always that thing. I believe sane men don't marry women because of their boobs. What's boobs for if not for breastfeeding a child? And like the Bible said, let the breast of the wife of your youth satisfy you. It did not say let the big breast of the wife of your youth satisfy you. It's about a man's mindset. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't think something is wrong with you. Don't also think that something is wrong with all the relationship principles you know. I know you have read Minds Morals, Power, Understanding the Powerful of Women, read all kinds of good, godly relationship materials. You are applying them, you are submissive, you are not abusive, and the guy just woke up one day and says, get away. Please, my sister, get away. Don't start trying to make him change his mind. Nothing is wrong with you. It may just be that that guy does not know value when he says it. Yes, everybody has eyes, but not everybody sees value when they see it. I've seen women that their husband abused them, their husband beat them, their husband talked bad about them. And when I see this woman, I be like, Jesus Christ, if I can marry two wives, I'll marry this one and my wife. No, of course I'm not married, don't mind me. But what I'm trying to say is this. These women are good, in my own estimation, but their husband thinks they are not good. I've also seen a lady that was in a relationship with a guy, and the guy woke up one day and told the girl it's over. And I'm like, is this guy mad? Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, why I said, is this guy mad? I know the girl in question. If not that she's older than me and we are a bit close, I would have married her, for instance. I'm not ready to marry now. This is 2017, January. I'm not ready to marry now. Now, but what I'm trying to say is that my own estimation, my own calculation based on what matters in life is that this girl is okay. But a guy wakes up one morning and says, this girl doesn't make sense, therefore dumps the girl. My sister, I'd like you to know this. Some guys don't know value when they see value. What they consider value is things like, let me be very frank with you. There are guys that what they check about a woman they want to marry is the size of her boobs and her buttocks. And I say, what is wrong with these guys? Now, I don't want to continue asking the question, what's wrong with them? Don't even go on asking that question. It's not relevant. What's important is that when I give birth to my son, I will make sure he understands that a woman is not her boobs. A woman is more of her brains and her hands, that is her skill, than her boobs. What I'm trying to say is, do not think something is wrong with you because he dumped you to pick another lady. I also want you to know this. He may not be the right person for you. Your mother is praying for you. Your father is praying for you. Your pastor is praying for you. The people you do good for on the road, they are praying for you. One of the best things you can say to me as a word of blessing is that you shall have twins. People started saying this kind of prayer for me when I was in fellowship on campus. I do something for a sister, I say, ID, you shall have twins. And I say, amen. Do you know why? I want twins. Some say you shall marry a good wife. I say, amen. When God answers such prayers, let me tell you what he does. He checks those people that, he notices that you and this Emeka, you are not going anywhere. This guy is a cheat. This guy is a promiscuous man that will make life miserable for you and your children. And you have fallen in love with him, and the guy manipulated you to the point where you now fall for him completely. But your mother has not stopped praying. your father has not stopped praying, and even you go to church, go to mosque and say, God, give me a good husband. Give me a good husband. Give me a husband that we shall together raise godly children. And God just looked down and felt like, this your Emeka you are madly in love with cannot, is not a good husband. He does not have the capacity. He's not a husband material. Therefore, he sent Angel Gabriel. He said, Angel, which one? One of those angels that like to fight Shah. He sent them and scattered your relationship. That is why he woke up. Even him doesn't know why. Even he does not know why he dumped you. He just felt like it's over between you. Do not take it personal. Face the reality that your relationship is broken up. Don't think something is wrong with you. It may just be that my brother Emeka does not know how to recognize value when he sees it. Do you understand what I'm saying? I also like to tell you this. There are times when ladies get dumped because the guy in question asks them, come to my house now. The guy says, okay, I don't go to the guy's house. He says, what's wrong with coming to my house now? Can't you just come to my house? At least let's do assignment. You know, those kind of things. And you walk up to the guy's and, okay, say, for safety reasons, you decide to go with your friend to his house. And the next thing he said, when you get to, he starts chatting with you. He said, why would you come to my house with a girl, with another person? He said, what's wrong with the girl? You know, he keep trying to pressure you, trying to suggest to you to come to his house so that people can sleep together. And for you, a man sleeping with a woman that is not his wife is fornication. And for you, that is a very serious sin that you are not going to give into. And because of that, he feels no, it's over between us. My sister, I want to tell you, let it be over between you and let it be permanently over between you. What I'm trying to tell you is this. You have a future ahead of you. I mean, what is more important to you? Is it to please a guy because he wants to marry you or to please God? A man should not sleep with a woman that is not his wife. Do you understand what I'm saying? Please, if that is the reason why he dumped you, let him dump you and dump you permanently. And may he never come back. And let me tell you clearly, if he wakes up tomorrow to tell you, sorry, can we now, you know, those kind of things. Check whether he has learned how to control his staff of office. If he has not learned how to control his staff of office, that dumping has to be permanent. When you go to church, they say, God shall restore everything you lost. Don't pray for the man. Don't pray for the relationship to restore. The reason is this, that one needs to be lost and lost permanently. Now, there's another thing I want to tell you. Whatever be the reason why it broke up, please try and find out. Sometimes you don't even know. You just sent you a message, say it's over, but you know, say, don't call me again, don't come to my house again, don't do this, don't do that. Find out why did he break up with you. You can call his friend and ask him, please, what did Steve say I did to him? Do you understand what I'm saying? Find out. If you can find out, please go and apologize. Apologizing does not mean you are begging him. Apologizing means you recognize that you did something wrong and you say, I'm sorry. If you know me personally, you know I have a problem with begging for love. I believe love should be between two people, should be mutual between two people and not one person begging for it. So what I'm saying is go ahead and apologize. But apologizing does not mean you are begging for love. If you can't find the reason why he dumped you, my sister, move on with your life. You have a life ahead of you and you cannot continue mourning a relationship that is dead where you can't even find out why he crashed. Do you understand what I'm saying? Whether he accepts you or not, whether the apology means that you will not get together or not, make sure you pick all the lessons that he is embedded in your relationship. You may be telling me, but Brigitte, God spoke to me direct that Brother Andrew is my husband. I'm not laughing at you, but what I'm trying to tell you is the same way God spoke to you direct, I want you to directly also tell God that Brother Andrew says is no longer between two of you. Let me tell you what's going to happen. If God actually spoke to you, he will appear to him like Angel Gabriel, which angel appeared to Joseph and told Joseph, go and marry Mary. Now, Holy Spirit give Mary belle. He will appear to Brother Andrew and command Brother Andrew to come back. If he fails to come back, let me tell you what God will do. He will send another man. After there was a time God said, I sought for a man. God can also start seeking for a husband for you until he finds the one that is appropriate for you. Now, having said this, I want to tell you a very simple truth. There are times ladies dump themselves without realizing it. That is why I want to ask you, please, did you dump yourself or did the guy actually dump you? That's a question I'm going to help you answer in the next episode. This program is a production of Brigitte Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of serving you insight and inspiration for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more from us, kindly visit brogid.com, that is brogid.com. Your questions and comments are welcome through brogid@gmail.com or 0810 550-4664. We encourage you to please share this podcast with someone that may find it useful.